You might find it helpful to have open the passage that was read. We're only going to be looking really at the last two, three verses there. So at the end where Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I want to ask you guys a question this afternoon, and that question is, friend, are you weary? Friend, are you weary? Because these verses are an invitation. They are an offer of help. Jesus calls the burdened to himself. Now, an offer of help is, of course, only useful if you need help, if you are in some way in need. So let me ask the question, does that describe you? Are you labored and heavy laden? Are you weary and burdened as you sit at home this afternoon? Let's think about, we're going to think about some different ways that you might be labored and heavy laden. And some of it might sound a little bit depressing. I hope not too much. But as we think of the reasons to be weary, but I hope that you'll see that that makes it all the better that Jesus offers to take our burdens from us, and that his yoke is light. So we're going to think about what might weary us. So let me ask you this. Are you weary with the weight of the world? Are you weary with the weight of the world? I don't think that 2020 has been a particularly easy year for anybody. It started off so well, but who at the beginning would have guessed that we'd end up where we are now? Are you weary with the restrictions? Wondering how long this lockdown will be, struggling to remember perhaps what's allowed and what's not keeps changing. Maybe you just wish that you could see your friends and your family. And it's the lack of an end in sight that is in some ways the hardest. It just doesn't seem to be changing or going away. You get the occasional glimmer of hope. Maybe the numbers start to decrease and there's more positive news about a vaccine. But then things bounce back. Another spike, perhaps, another speech by Boris Johnson and more restrictions. And what about the future beyond this pandemic? Are you weary with the thought of an economic crash? Wondering how long we'll be paying the price for this? How long you personally might be able to retain a job for? But the world's problems didn't just start with COVID, did they? And even in the midst of this pandemic, there's much more going on around us. Are you perhaps weary of politics? It seems that our world has never been so divided or so angry. Maybe you just shut it all out. It's too frustrating to listen to. It seems our country has never been so anti-Christian in the ethics that are promoted, in the policies that are enforced. Are there any good leaders? Is there anyone that we can trust to do what is right? Does it make you weary? Maybe you've got numb to the constant disappointment and just accepted the fact that the country has gone to the dogs. And in case you weren't burdened enough by your own country, the global world that we live in ensures that you can be burdened by what's going on in other countries as well. I don't know if it's possible to go on the internet at the moment without seeing something about Trump and Biden, or perhaps about natural disasters, crimes that have happened, maybe not here, but somewhere. There's so much evil in the world, so much malice, so much pain. The human soul doesn't seem to have the capacity to feel it all. Maybe you're numb to the homeless asking for change, numb to the children on the Oxfam adverts, numb to the graphs that show how the COVID cases are rising or falling. It's just all too much to care about. And now here comes the winter, and the days are short and gloomy and wet, and the nights are long and cold, and you wake up and you just want to stay in bed, and you get home in the evening and you just want to collapse. Another 5 months until we see the sun. And so the world is just all too much. It's numbing. It's wearisome. It's a burden. And to you who feels that, Jesus gives this wonderful, this unconditional invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Because Jesus knew the burden of living in our world. The people in Jesus' day were just as corrupt as they are today. The world in Jesus' day was just as draining. Look at the people that Jesus was dealing with. A generation that he describes like children sitting in the marketplace. People divided who are never happy. John lived one way and Jesus lived the opposite. And were they happy with either? John was too restrained and Jesus was a glutton. That was their conclusion. People haven't changed in 2,000 years. They have always been just as hard to please. Jesus was calling down judgment on these places. Are we under judgment? They were too. Are we corrupt and immoral? They were too. They were literally worse than Sodom, he says. These were the people that Jesus had to deal with. Jesus understands. He understands a wearisome world. He understands a world that lies like a heavy load on you. So we know that when Jesus says that he can give you rest, he knows what he's talking about. But maybe your burden is more personal than that. Are you weary with more personal pain? Our world isn't just wearisome and a burden in the abstract. Our lives are wearisome. Do you have your own load? Something that constantly brings you down? Perhaps illness. A lot of people struggle with illness. Can be very wearisome. Not feeling yourself. And again, just wishing that you could go back to normal. Maybe physical pain. Maybe just exhaustion. Perhaps your illness is less visible or less defined. How many people in our world struggle with invisible mental illnesses? Maybe that's you. Maybe you're anxious or you're depressed. And it's frustrating. You don't feel yourself. You can't do the things that you'd like to do and be the person you'd like to be, no matter how much you want to. Maybe people don't understand. Maybe you fear that they're going to run out of patience with you. Maybe they do run out of patience with you. Maybe you run out of patience with yourself. You just wish that you were better. You can't make yourself better no matter how hard you try. Maybe that's your burden. Maybe that's what wearies you from day to day. Perhaps it's not as diagnosable as that. I think it's safe at this time of year to talk about Christmas. I'm always amazed at Christmas time at the popularity of the song Fairy Tale of New York. I don't know if you've come across this song. It's always a hit at Christmas time. It always is one of these that's wheeled back out as a Christmas classic. And I think it really speaks to the weariness and jadedness that we all feel. The song presents a very candid view of life. It's this couple who start off in love and full of dreams as they move to New York. But now he's spending Christmas in prison and their dreams of fame and wealth are completely shattered and the couple are at each other's throats. And maybe you know something of the feeling of that song. Maybe not quite so dramatically as that, but maybe your life is also full of disappointment. Maybe things aren't working out or haven't worked out the way that you wanted. Maybe you had big dreams that haven't come true that have let you down. Maybe you've had relationship fall apart, marriage end in divorce. Maybe you never got the kind of job that you wanted. Maybe you're not even at that point yet, but you're frustrated by things in life that you don't have. It's a burden. It makes you weary. But perhaps your burden is the greatest burden of all. Are you weary with guilt? Are you weary with guilt? Maybe you know that the problems in the world aren't just outside of you. They aren't just things that happen to you. You are also a part of the problem. It's not just that your relationships have problems. You contribute to those. It's not just that you struggle with work. You have maybe a laziness that holds you back. You have this burden that you know that you're not who you should be. You see it in yourself in every interaction, the selfishness that pokes through. Maybe it really burdens you, and you really don't like parts of yourself. Maybe the way that you treat people sometimes, or the way you lose your temper, the way you so quickly give in to temptation. Perhaps not only when you're with others, but you know that when you're alone, your sinfulness is with you too. Maybe you have the burden of trying to hide your guilt, trying to keep other people from finding out. Does it make you paranoid? You imagine that somehow people are trying to find out things about you that realistically they're not. You go to great lengths to make people think that you're more holy than you actually are. Maybe you lie about things, but then you find you have to defend your lie. There's something in your head that gets all paranoid. What if they find out? Maybe they know this lie that I'm telling is full of holes. And you weave that tangled web. You dig yourself in deeper instead of facing the truth. Maybe soon the person that you want people to think you are is so different from the person that you really are that you can't ever own up to it. And now you live with two burdens, the burden of guilt and the burden of pretense, paranoia and fear. All the kinds of guilt that might be upon you. Maybe you're a Christian and you know in theory that you should confess your sin to God, but you feel that you don't. Maybe because you're a Christian, you want to try and do better, but you try to do it under your own steam and you only ever fail. You find that you can't make yourself a nicer person. You can't stop yourself from lying. You can't stop yourself from getting angry. You can't stop yourself from your lust. And it's this great burden to even try. It's this great fight with yourself that you always feel you're losing. And then there's more sin, more guilt, more pretense. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are you weary? Are you burdened? You know what Jesus says. Come to me. I will give you rest. My burden is light. So here's the most important question. Do you believe him? Do you believe him? Do you believe that you can take all those burdens and all that weariness and give it to Jesus? These are huge claims that Jesus makes. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Do you believe that? Do you believe that following Jesus is less of a burden and less wearying than the life that you live otherwise? Because it's very easy to not think like that, isn't it? It's very easy when you think about being a believer, when you think about being a follower of Jesus, to see that as laboring, to see that as a heavy load. You imagine that it means that you'll be less free. You imagine that it's all work and no play, the life of a Christian, all holiness and no enjoyment. Do you believe that Jesus will give you an easy burden when he says he will? Do you believe that he will take yours away and give you rest? Aren't these the things that he says, aren't these exactly what you want in life? It's a busy and tiring world. Isn't rest exactly what you need? It's a world of corruption and extortion. Isn't Jesus the exact leader that you need? A leader who's gentle and humble. And with the person that you are and the sin and the guilt that you have, don't you need a savior who's gentle and humble? When you confess your sins to him, he won't smack you down, but he'll build you up gently. He'll say to learn from him. He won't demand hard work and low returns. He'll give you a light yoke, one that is a joy to carry and not a burden. You know, we fear, don't we? We fear owning up sometimes, and particularly when it comes to God, when we think about God, we think about confessing our sins. And it's a scary thought, because we can picture God as, you know, we know that he's holy. And so we imagine, you know, I'll go to him with my sins and he's just going to beat me down. You know, I'm never going to hear the end of this. He's not going to let this go. But Jesus is gentle and humble, and he'll take your load off you. He won't beat you down when you confess your sins to him. He's exactly the kind of leader that is worth owning up your mistakes to. We know about this in our relationships with people, don't we? We know about some people, if you confess that you've made a mistake to them, if you confess that you've done something wrong, they'll just punish you for it. They won't take it well. They won't try and help. And then there's some people who it's not worth pretending. It's worth owning up to, because you know that they'll try and help. They'll take it well. And Jesus is exactly that kind of leader. He's gentle and humble. When you come to him and you confess, it won't be that more burdens are added to you. It will be a burden taken from you. That's what he promises. You take your burden to Jesus and you will find rest. You'll probably find that most of the burdens you have in life are because you forget that that is what Jesus is like, that he's gentle and humble in heart, and that he takes your burdens from you if you come to him. Come to him. Come to him with your burden of a wearisome world. Let him take it off you. Let him tell you that he understands. Read the Gospels and see the kind of world that Jesus lived in. Let him give you hope that he's making everything new, that the world isn't going to be wearisome forever, but that with him on your side, you can face the wearing world because you know that a better world is coming, a world where there won't be death or sorrow or crying or pain. Tell him about your worries and your troubles and ask him to show you the truth. Come to him with your burden of sickness and pain and disappointment and anxiety. Tell him all about it and ask for the peace that passes understanding. Let Jesus help you through the hard times. Let him show you himself more clearly in your struggle and ask him for the hope that you so desperately need. Come to Jesus with your guilt, with the weight that you've built on yourself, with your self-incurred burden. Jesus will be gentle with you. You can tell him everything that you've done wrong. You can ask him to forgive you. Let him take that weight off you. Give up on your intricate web of excuses and lies. Don't be stubborn. Jesus will set you free from that. Come to Jesus with your sinful nature, with the fact that you try to be different, but can't be. Tell him about how you keep trying to live a holy life and how you keep failing. Ask him for help. Learn from him. Jesus is gentle and humble in heart. He won't crush you. He won't mock you or remind you of your failings. He'll take them off you. He'll remove them as far as the east is from the west. So, are you burdened this afternoon? Do you have things that feel like a weight pressing down on you? Is the world too much? Is your own situation too much? Is your own sinfulness too much? Do you believe that this is what Jesus is like? When he says that if you come to him, he will take your burden. Do you believe that that's true? Our lives would be so much less burdened if we really believed when Jesus said this, and we really went to him and told him all about the things that burden us, our burdens from the outside and our burdens from the inside. This is the good news. This is the invitation that Jesus gives. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that Jesus offers this free invitation. We thank you that you didn't send your son to condemn the world, but to offer a removal of burdens. Lord, we thank you that we can come to you and know forgiveness. We thank you that we can come to you and know peace. We thank you that we have a hope that you are making a better world where there won't be burdens and where there won't be struggles. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to remember this. We pray that you'd help us to remember always to take our burdens to Jesus, not to think that there's some virtue in soldiering on and struggling under them by ourselves, but that we might know the kind of friend that Jesus is, and that he's there to take our burdens off us, and that we might ask him to do that. In Jesus' name.